Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 26th of August, and in studio are Andrea, Yahalom, at microphone Miriam. Today is partly cloudy, with possibility of rain and thunderstorm later on, and right now we got 26 degrees, and humidity is on 88%. Temperature range will be between 26 to 30, and with a slight wind from northwest at 5 to 10 kilometers per hour. The night should be clear, and the forecast for tomorrow is even more promising with some sun and higher temperatures than today. Sun rose at 6 a.m. and will set down at 6:25 p.m. Today, Green Practice Seminar starts, which is a 3-whole-day-long seminar, and we talked with Rago about it. What is starting here today?
Today is the beginning of the Aurel Green Practices Seminar. It's a 3-day seminar meant for external participants. So we have about 45 people coming from outside. Architects, consultants, policymakers, and technologists to hear about 35, I think, Aurel speakers speaking on various topics on green practices in Aurel.
So that is about sustainability or farming.
It covers many areas green practices, which is a broad area of one interpretation of sustainability that covers forestry, water management, wastewater treatment systems, habitat, renewable energy, and food growing, and also environmental education programs of Aurel.
I believe that must have taken a lot of energy, a lot of time to organize and prepare it.
Yes, it does. We started this about almost more than 6 months ago. Yes, it does take a lot of time to organize this. You have to plan many things in advance, since we are reaching out to the external audience. And also it requires a lot of internal coordination for almost 40 people or so. But it's a lot of fun to do it. We'll do it again.
Actually, what do you expect from those 3 days?
A couple of things. One is that we're sharing the first time, I believe, in Aurel, we are doing an event of this scale and of this broad subject. So we'll be sharing our Aurel experiences with the world in a sort of formal platform like this for the first time. So we do expect to have a lot of people have come to meet Aurel experts and get to know more about what's going on here. So we do expect some partnerships coming out of this in the matter of time. And also in the future, we do expect the people can bring expertise to Aurel too. Some of the people who are coming here, they've been doing something outside as well. They can also come and partner with Aurel projects to help us in here. So we expect a two-way flow of knowledge and information and partnerships in the future. We have started a new unit of Aurel. It's called Aurel Consulting. So that is basically the interface we're creating for the external world with the various experts of Aurel. So in other words, the unit or an expert who are doing the work in the area of sustainability, energy or architecture, whatever. So what we created is this unit which coordinates many internal units together to provide a certain service or interaction with the outside world. So that's, and we also have a program called Aurel Collaborative, which is managed by Aurel Consulting. And the goal of that program is to bring a lot of external experts into Aurel, students or young professionals in, to work on Aurel R&D projects, again in collaboration with the units. So they go pretty much hand in hand. Aurel Green Practices is a sort of event or a brand we're creating, so to say. It sort of embodies a body of knowledge. It includes the web portal. It includes the seminar we're doing. There'll be other activities coming also for the same thing. So it's an Aurel brand.
As usual, you can see movie at 8 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall. And tonight they will show a Spanish movie with the title La Comunidad, Commonwealth, which was made in Spain in 2000 with director Alex de la Iglesia, with Carmen Maura, Eduardo Antonio, Maria Ascarino. And the movie is a comedy, crime. Julia finds 300 million pesetas hidden in a dead man's house while selling an apartment. She's a 40-year real estate agent now forced to face the wrath of a very peculiar community headed by an unscrupulous administrator. Black humor gives way to suspense, closely followed by horror that doesn't take long in coming to a head in undisguised pandemonium. And tomorrow at Barrett Nevis at 7:45 p.m. you can see The Girl with the Pearl Earring, directed by Peter Weber in UK and Luxembourg in 2004. Greet is a young woman living in the Netherlands. Her father, a ceramic painter, has recently gone blind, rendering him unable to work and putting his family in dire straits. Greet is subsequently sent to work as a maid in the home of a painter, Johannes Vermeer, and in the course of their interaction as a master and servant, Vermeer and Greet become casually acquainted, and he learns of her interest in painting and her knowledge of color and artistic composition. Vermeer subsequently begins giving her lessons in mixing paints and other tasks, taking care to keep their meeting secret from his wife Katerina, who would react very negatively if she would find out that Griet and Vermeer were spending so much time together. In contrast, Vermeer's pragmatic mother-in-law sees Griet as catalyzing and stabilizing force in Vermeer's career. The movie is adapted from a Tracy Chevalier novel. It's a beautiful work in photography and light by Eduardo Serra. At Eco Film Club Sadana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. is screening Green, the film. This is a documentary about saving the rainforest in Indonesia. Green is a female orangutan, victim of deforestation and resource exploitation. To save the Indonesian rainforest, we must want to change our consumer habits. This film is an emotional journey with Green's final day. It's a visual ride presenting the treasures of rainforest biodiversity and the devastating impacts of the logging and land clearing for palm oil plantations. Bus service to the Eco Film Club in Sadana Forest, departure from Solar Kitchen at 6 p.m. and returns at the same place at 9:30 p.m. The workshop Familienstellung, Family Constellation, will be held tomorrow from 9 to 12:30 and from 2 to 5 p.m. at Pitanga. Facilitator is Eva-Maria Lang, psychotherapist from Munich, from Germany. And the workshop will be in German with English translation. Tomorrow you can also try fun semi-classical Bollywood dance class at 6 p.m. at New Creation Dance Studio, taught by Tejas. On Saturday, 28 at 5:45 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture will be a talk and debate by Claude Arpi in French with simultaneous translation in English with the title Will a Thirsty China Divert Tibet's Waters? Tibet, known as the roof of the world or the third pole, is considered as Asia's water tank. Four of the world's longest rivers, the Brahmaputra or Yalong Tsangpo in Tibet, the Yangtze, the Mekong and the Huang Ho or Yellow River, have their headwaters on the plateau. Other major rivers originating in Tibet are the Salween, the Irrawaddy, the Arun, the Karnali, the Sutlej, and the Indus. About 90% of their runoff flows downstream to China, India, Bangladesh, Nepal, Pakistan, Thailand, Myanmar, Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam. Tibet's waters bring fresh water to over 85% of Asia's population, which is 50% of the planet's population. Today, China badly needs water to feed its growing population. One of the solutions for China is to divert rivers from the south to north. This could be done via three channels or diversions in the eastern, central, and western region, respectively. This is where the waters of Tibet are vital. Many believe that it was one of the Mao's motivation to march into Tibet in 1950. For us, in South Asia, our main concern is the Brahmaputra, whose waters give life to more than 100 of million people living downstream in Arunachal, Assam, and Bangladesh. Can Beijing decide to divert the Brahmaputra waters to quench its thirst at the risk of war with a southern neighbor? Cloud RP will try to answer this difficult question. The cafeteria at Visitor Center is fully booked this Friday evening for the sustainability seminar. They won't be able to serve anybody else. The team is sorry for the inconvenience and thank you for your understanding. A gathering for cultural exchange, Spanish Tertulia, happens every Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at La Terrasse. They welcome anyone interested in Spanish culture and those who practice colloquial language. Or patients who make an appointment for a consultation with Dr. Bala, the orthopedic surgeon from East Coast Hospital, are requested to come on time. Auroville Health Center is asking patients to cancel their appointment with the receptionist of the Auroville Health Center in case they are not able to come. Otherwise, Dr. Bala will not continue his service to the Auroville Health Center. And I thank you for your cooperation. In Thoughts and Aphorism of Sri Aurobindo we read, the gain of democracy is the security of the individual's life. Liberty and goods from the caprices of the tyrant, one or the selfish few. Its evil is decline of the greatness in humanity. Thank you for listening to us and you can contact us on ourwillradio.org.